Hey friends, it's your Intrepid Warriors, David and Margaret. Hey Margaret.
Hey David, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, it's not quite New Year, and it's
No.
Christmas is kind of over. So what does that mean?
That means we get to talk about this week using one of my very favorite words in the English language, which is the word liminal. And this
Liminal
was
space.
a word I believe, David, that you taught me. I don't think I knew what it meant until we talked about it many years ago.
We did. And we're going to talk about it again because this is the time of year where you are in between you're in the space of no longer and not yet. That's one way of describing liminal space.
The way I talk sometimes about liminal space is we've all heard the expression when a door closes, a window opens, but nobody promised you that it was going to happen at the same time. And sometimes you have to sit in the dark in between when the door closes and when the window opens. And that's the liminal space.
That's the liminal space. And typical scenarios, you change jobs, right? And you're kind of between, you're kind of wound down your responsibilities, but you've got 2 weeks off, or maybe you're even in the first week of the new role, and you feel like, wow, I don't know anything that's going on.
Or it can be, sometimes people leave their jobs because they just can't anymore and they have no idea what they're going to do next, or a relationship ends and you're so not ready to be in another relationship, right? There are a lot of places in
A lot
life,
of
I feel
places,
like,
a lot of
that
places.
we
Yeah, in between relationships is a big, good one. That can take a long time, between, your previous romantic relationship or friendship, and then, you're still wanting romantic relationship or friendship, and yet it's not there yet. I know both of us have experienced that.
Absolutely. Yeah, me a little more recently than you, but yes.
That's
Yeah,
true.
I think the thing that's noteworthy about these liminal spaces is, as a rule, human beings really dislike them, right? Like people really struggle and suffer to be with the unknown, to let themselves float and not feel solid or not have a plan or a direction or a goal, right? Like this is excruciating for a lot of people.
Actually, you and I were just recently in this. Actually, we've been in the liminal space of what to do with our fundraising leadership brand for like a year.
Maybe longer.
Yeah, seriously.
Where we both
And
sort of knew that it wasn't the right name for our business anymore, but we had not yet gotten the lightning strike of what we wanted to do next.
yeah, well, recently, literally today, as before we came on this episode, but we were kind of previewing it for with all of you. So the podcast name is going to change in the new year. It's going to be called the Leadership Deep Dive. And so this is our next episode. We've been done about three or four of these now, LinkedIn Live, and then we figured out the technology and how to get that to work over on the podcast platforms. And so if you follow us over there, this is going to be shifting in the new year from fundraising leadership to the Leadership Deep Dive. Yeah, it kind of just more represents what Margaret and I are doing with all of who come into our orbit. This is not surface level stuff. This is a leadership deep dive. And one of those deep dives is allowing yourself to be in the liminal space without forcing your way out.
What I'm just trying to think if there's some counsel like, what have I found helpful, when I've been in these spaces, right? In the dark room with the door closed and no window yet available to me. how do we tolerate that as humans, who I feel like we're kind of programmed to, we don't like it very much.
One thing, and we're going to, I don't know, we may do this exercise. We might invite all of you to do this exercise, but like at the end of the year, one way of doing it is just to acknowledge what happened. Like, what are you proud of? Like, and you and I recently did this. Like, we just had this conversation a few weeks ago. I didn't even realize we were having this conversation, but we ended up having this conversation. Yeah, we really don't want to give up all the good content and all the goodwill we built up with fundraising. We don't want to let go of the website and our learning management system and all the things we built over 10 years. And so we had to acknowledge like that we're just proud of all of that. And this is something like in the positive intelligence program, should you guys choose to come in and be coached by one of us in the new year, you know, we spend a lot of time in just, you know, Shirzad calls it celebrating. And a lot of people have a hard time with that word and doing the rah-rah thing. And I have clients who really, that's not their thing. But you could just say or acknowledge what you're proud of, you know, whatever's coming to an end or whatever has already come to an end, like this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that helps.
Do you have something you're proud of?
Yes, for this year. My word for the year was patience. And you know, Margaret, and many of folks who follow us know I had total knee replacement surgery almost a year ago this year in January. And it was an apropos word for me because I'm not a very patient person and in general. But I'm really proud that I practice patience this year. Yeah, I am.
I'm trying to remember my word. I believe it was focus, which is funny. I can't remember though, but I'm going to say like what I'm proud of this year was, it was just a really good, like stable year for me. No crises. No, you know, I've had a bumpy ride for a few years there through divorce and COVID. And it just feels amazing to me. Like I didn't move and I worked. I loved my work and I did a lot of writing and I loved doing writing and I'm in a relationship that makes me happy. Like they're just feels so delightful to have had a stable year for me.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So
it has. I'm so happy for you that you're recognizing that. And see, it takes a bit of a pause. You actually need to be in the liminal space. Like we're in it right now. Like we're just doing this with you right now. We didn't prepare anything. Mm-hmm. And Margaret just found something that she's proud of. Like she's acknowledging for 2025 that she probably hasn't thought about too much, you know, but right now when you're in liminal space, you have the opportunity to look back and say, yeah, this is one thing I did really well this year, or that I'm proud of, or I'm thankful for.
Yeah. And the predictable, like this is a part, like another aspect that I feel proud of, like that it was predictable and without crisis, but I was present and I was doing things that make me happy. So it didn't feel boring at all.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So you asked the question, like what helps folks when we're in the liminal space, like this gap between no longer and not yet, and how do you get out of it? Well, first you have to kind of stew in it a little bit.
That's true. I have one suggestion, which is just to greet it as a friend, you know, like to trust actually that it's in your service to, you know, maybe sometimes in those liminal spaces, you learn something new. Maybe you build a little bit of a muscle for something that you weren't very good at before, but that it's these periods in our lives are, you know, our life happening for us, not to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So I think another thing, welcome it and be open to what it might have, you know, for us. Like what do you need to learn before you're ready for the next thing, you know, what, right? Like it's here to teach us something, these periods of in between.
I also like to use this specific liminal space that we all confront every year, you know, this sort of week between Christmas and New Year's. It's a great opportunity to actually just practice what Margaret and I are talking about is to, so there's a little bit of reflection and then there's a little bit of looking forward. But another reflective exercise that is helpful when you're in liminal space is to look back at whatever the period of time that has just come to an end and see where there was something that was a big challenge or was difficult for you and find the gift or the opportunity that came from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's when you have time to do this kind of reflection during liminal time, we could call it, you can look back and say, well, what was something that was really challenging? So what was something that was really challenging for you this past year, Margaret, that you found a gift or opportunity in?
It's like a double liminal thing that happened, which is that I finished a big writing project that I had very much intended to put out in the world. And then I wasn't sure that I was ready to put it out into the world. And so I've struggled a lot this year with that question. You know, was this writing meant for my personal growth, or is it something that's, you know, that for other people to read? And I feel like there was so much reflection and thought that went into that this year. And at this point, I've decided to keep it in the liminal space for now till I feel differently. Just, I think my big download, like my big piece of wisdom, is that I don't need to rush. Like it doesn't have to do something before I'm ready for it to do something. And that's cleared me up to be ready to start a new writing project.
Oh, beautiful. Which is exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, but I went back and forth about 1,000 times this year.
Yeah.
It's what to do.
Yeah, so you're choosing just to stay.
Yeah, I'm just choosing to stay. And, you know, at this moment, the scale is tipped towards, nope, this one's living in my drawer for now.
For now.
Trust that I may, circumstances may change. I may have a different feeling, but... Yeah, for now, it's not.
So I'm also hearing the gift of a new project, like the desire or the interest in getting to writing again.
Yeah, I miss it. I've spent so much time equivocating and editing and rereading, and you know, like I'm ready for some fresh air. I'm ready for the window to open, and it feels like it's going to open very soon with an idea of what I want to do next.
Cool. Yeah.
How about for you? What's been a place of struggle and subsequent learning for you?
Let's see. A couple of things happened this year. So, my business just slowed down. Like I may have had to close up shop, type of slowing down. And the gift in that was, so there's like a double compounding of the gifts here. So it was a gift because during this period I was able to focus on my rehab and my healing for my knee, which was, it was a traumatic procedure for me. It took longer than I expected to recover from, and still recovering. And and the other gift in all that was similar to Margaret. I put the finishing touches on a writing project that I've been working on this year, and now I'm in that editing, cleaning up mode, and